Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. We have
high energy.
High energy.
High energy.
High energy.
High energy.
Getting you over the hump and closer to the freaking weekend, baby, and you about to have you some fun. Ooh. That's right. That was for the new rhyme.
I like that.
Gamma Ray Cinema is letting everybody know there is one thing that you may not call her.
What's that?
And we'll tell you what later on in the show, P. Willie. And Hugh Jackman, Eva Mendez, share one thing in common. Bet you don't know what that is, Gary.
Love.
No, we'll tell you later. Oh. But first, Headcrack, tell us what's popping with the Michael B. Jordan stuff, honey.
Well, everybody knows Michael B. Jordan is one of the biggest
names. Everybody knows
in
Michael
the
B. Jordan is fine.
Sexy.
I've heard you say that about him. Oh, he pretty much killed it in Black Panther. And soon you can see him in the HBO movie Fahrenheit 451.
Another one?
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Literally, he's getting his beat in Fahrenheit 451. Oh. Now, he recently admitted that he still lives with his parents.
That's all right.
Well, let me phrase it. His parents actually live with him.
Right.
So either way, his mom and dad are under the same roof with him, and he says it can make things pretty awkward. So Michael was recently on Ellen, and he said, "I love my parents, but we have a roommate relationship right now, which is interesting. You get home-cooked meals, but then you have those random trips to the kitchen in the middle of the night, and just the random run-ins that just might be a little uncomfortable from time to time. Sometimes shirtless, maybe a little naked."
Oh. Oh, my God. Well, you know, I know exactly what he means. My mom lived with me or whatever it was. We lived together about a couple years ago. And you do have those little run-ins. You know what I'm saying? You do.
Did you ever find yourself sneaking people in and out of the house because your mom's was home?
I was dating at the time, yes. And she was very familiar with him. She'd be like, "Oh, so-and-so is here." I'd be like, "Mom!" You know, like, it was a little awkward at times.
Ew.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, would you ever date a dude who not necessarily lived with his parents, but his parents live with him?
It's weird. It would be weird. It really would.
Yeah, because it's...
For a woman going to a man's house.
Especially if you want to be intimate, you would feel awkward.
Excuse me, but it's Michael B. Jordan. You couldn't live with Michael B. Jordan and his parents. You wouldn't make the one exception to the rule for Michael B. Jordan.
For MJ, I think I could figure it out.
Yes, Lord.
All right. I think I can learn how to tiptoe and be quiet.
I trained you well.
Yes, I can learn.
What about Montel Jordan?
This ain't how we doing it.
This ain't how we doing it.
Okay, that ain't gonna work.
Gwyneth Paltrow, honey, might be busy planning her wedding to writer-producer Mr. Brad Falchuk, but there's one thing, honey, that she will always make time to do every night, y'all.
What's that?
Take a bath. Yes, baby. She's taking a bath, honey. Now, Miss Gwyneth said, honey, I take a bath every single night. I got really into taking them when I was 22 and shooting Emma in London. She said, I fell in love with the ritual of it, lighting a candle and having a cup of tea or a whiskey, depending on my day.
Yes, I guess what we're not going to do in 2018 is reward people for washing up. We're not
going to
be doing this.
Okay? Well, yeah, I agree with her. I don't take a bath every night. I take a bath in the morning.
Some people take showers and some people love baths.
No, but she specifically said bath. And that's when y'all first said, I was like, a bath? Like, I can't take a bath every night. I can take a shower, but I cannot get in the bathtub, light the candles, clean the bathtub out afterwards, all of that every night.
But you have a cup of tea.
I have to. It is a relaxation thing. It is a wind down thing. Bitch, I had to take a shower for 2.5 years. That was my only option.
Okay.
That was my only option. So all I do is take baths.
I'd be putting Dial soap in there.
No, bitch. No. Oh my God!
When y'all run out of bubble bath, y'all don't use the dish detergent. Yeah. Come on, I know I ain't the only one.
Help us, Jesus.
Well, you can call Oscar-nominated Gabourey Sidibe talented. You can call her smart. You can call her fun. You can call her beautiful. But what Gabby does not want you to call her is confident.
Yeah, like if you're an actress or an actor, you got to be confident. You know your stuff. Well, like, I thought that was a perk.
Okay, well, Gabby recently revealed that she hates red carpet events. And one reason is that the number one question she gets asked is, Gabourey, how are you so confident? She said, I always wonder if that's the first thing they ask Rihanna when they meet her. Riri, how are you so confident? Of course not. Everybody knows why Rihanna's confident. She's beautiful. How am I so confident? It's my good time and my good life despite what you think of me.
Oh. I'm sorry, I just gotta get real. I need her to stop feeling like that. That's not the case. You are a beautiful actress. You have done a very good job. You're talented, and you are beautiful on the outside. I just saw an interview before I got here this morning. They were interviewing Rihanna, and they asked her why was she so confident. They were interviewing her for her makeup line, and she said, because I'm a beautiful woman. I own my skin, and I made the makeup line because I want other women to feel confident. It's okay. You got to start owning you're confident and stop thinking that people are coming for you because they're really not.
She got to sit in that love for a while. Yeah. Once you sit in the love for a while.
Well, we love you, girl.
We do love you.
Yeah, I don't care what you done said about me. I don't like her feeling like that. Don't feel like that.
Bless her. Well, that's why Lee Daniels needs to step in there and help her. Help her.
Yeah, her friends. You know? Yeah. She had a whole sex scene.
Yeah.
She was confident in that.
That leg up real confident, honey. That leg went up like a kickstand. Y'all remember that? Baby, you was confident with that leg.
All right, so y'all all know Frederick Eklund from Million Dollar Listing and Real Housewife and New York star Bethany Frankel. They teamed up on that Bravo Real Estate Renovation spinoff called Bethany and Frederick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Frederick just revealed Bethany's most irritating habit.
Uh-oh, what is it?
He said Bethany tells the truth. She says how it is. To me, it's actually hurtful and annoying. Mm. She's always very truthful. Doesn't matter where you are, who you're speaking with, what the subject is. It doesn't matter. It's a great quality, but very annoying when you're on a television show when you're being recorded.
Mm.
All right, so in your opinions, what is everybody's most irritating quality?
For me, with y'all?
Go ahead, because we know you got a whole list.
We know you got a whole list, Gary. Oh, Lord.
Y'all irritate me. All y'all fakeness. That's irritating. It just drives me crazy.
Gary, so you're still calling us fake, but you're the one who says, baby, and that's not fake. Mm-mm. Oh, that's just you.
That's how you really feel?
You know what? I'll tell you how you irritate me since
you
want to be nice today.
Me too, you get Gary.
Let's go ahead and get him right together.
Get him right together,
let's gather Gary.
Gather Gary.
Uh-huh. Yes, Gary, you know what? I can't stand when I look over there and you're digging in your nose with that tissue. I cannot. It is like,
Now, Portia, you know I'm under the vent, and that's why it have my nose running.
Oh, God, Gary.
Just stop, guys.
Let me wipe.
Please.
All right, well, two-time Oscar-nominated superstar Mary J. Blige was asked, what is her all-time favorite movie theme song? And she has two. I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston from The Bodyguard.
Yes.
Okay.
Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On from Titanic.
Yeah.
Now, what's y'all's?
Ooh.
I think I already know what Gary's is going to be.
Gary, what's yours?
Mine's is Do You Know Where You're Going
Being
To?
From Mahogany.
Mahogany, Diana Ross,
Where
and Make Yours a Happy Home.
What's that
from
one?
Gladys Knight from Claudine.
Okay, I have two. So mine is Time of My Life, Dirty Dancing. And then my other one is Penny with a Hole in It. Penny, and
Love Jones. Ba 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 ba.
That's my song right there.
What's yours, Brad?
Mine is What's It Gonna Be? Cause I can't pretend from Set It Off, which I'm being the same place. Shameless plug. And The Wiz, Michael Jackson.
You can't win.
You can't break even and you can't get out of the game.
My shoulders.
Coming up, what do Oprah, Jerry Seinfeld, and Clint Eastwood have in common? Here's a hint. We'll tell you when we come back.
Hey, y'all. Welcome Welcome back to Dish Nation. Jillian Michaels. Y'all remember her from The Biggest Loser, right?
Yes. Of course we do.
Well, she goes hard on her fitness and life coach clients. And they listen to her because she's in incredible shape for 44 years old. She looks amazing. Well, she has some advice for living your best, healthiest life. Jillian was recently asked, what is her best advice that she's ever gotten? And she actually said it came from herself. Get your sleep.
Oh, that's pretty important.
Very important. Now, she tweets about it all the time, too, recently sharing, prioritize your sleep. I've said it over and over. Proper sleep can boost immunity, inhibit aging, boost metabolism, etc. Even when you don't sleep enough, it has the opposite, deleterious effect.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes sense. Like, you know, like when you don't get enough sleep, you get sick faster, your body starts falling apart.
Yes, honey. Yeah. Yes.
Whew. You know, every season of Housewives, in the beginning, I get sick. Because I'm so busy filming this, filming Housewives without rest, my body will tell me, Portia, you need to sit down somewhere.
I get that. I get morning
sick. Yes.
Especially with this plague. I've been getting sick every morning on the way to work.
I'm like, damn, bitch, are you pregnant?
Well, if sleep isn't your thing, maybe you should try transcendental meditation. Y'all know about that, right?
No, I know.
So basically, it's a specific technique of silent mantra meditation to help detach yourself from anxiety and promote harmony and self-realization. So basically, you have a mantra that you say to yourself over and over again to block all outside stimulus and stimuli.
That sounds like what we need, Gary.
It sure does, but these black people doing all this.
Yeah, they are. Like Oprah Winfrey, she learned about it for the Oprah Winfrey Show, and she says she's 1,000% a better person when she does transcendental meditation.
Oh, wow. My mom, she always told us, don't be telling my secrets, but somebody's mama, they listen to affirmations. So they listen to those positive tapes that are speaking to your subliminal, and it really works for her. She speaks a lot of things into existence.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jay Seinfeld, he's all about the TM as well. He calls transcendental meditation the superpower I never knew I had.
Yeah.
And if you look at a lot of successful people, they do it.
Yes.
And it super works for them.
Well, Hugh Jackman, who's currently playing Senator Gary Hart in the upcoming movie The Front Runner, is also a big fan of TM. He says, my wife and I have been meditating for 25 years. We're happier, healthier, and look better. I was 5'4" before I meditated.
What? I bet she'd be using that meditation on him. Because, you know, he got an older wife.
Oh, yeah, she said,
this young husband will love me forever.
Now, Katy Perry does her transcendental meditation 20 minutes every morning in bed propped up. She says it's balanced her life and helps her deal with the stress of touring.
Now, I wonder how much of that 20 minutes is spent wishing negative things on Taylor Swift.
That's voodoo.
Okay.
Now, Clint Eastwood says it is a cool way to overcome stress. He's been using TM for over 40 years, and he practices TM twice a day when he's filming.
Mm.
And he looked like he real chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never see like him really riled up.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah.
Eva Mendez, now, she hasn't made a movie in like 4 years, but that's because she's a full-time mommy to her two daughters with Ryan Gosling, and because she's apparently also busy practicing TM as well. She said, transcendental meditation helps creatively on a level that I can't describe. It's like tapping into something so deep, when I reap the rewards, I don't even know I'm reaping them. It's more of an overall kind of thing.
So what's her mantra?
So what do you do?
Her mantra is her own mantra. You just you just find the thing that makes you at calm and at peace, and you just say it all over and again.
Oh.
I am great. I am powerful. Whatever your thing is.
I say to myself, I say, it is what it is.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
In any situation, I mean, it's not that deep or profound, but it's just like, it is what it is. Like, if I'm eating and I'm like, dang, you said you was gonna diet this week, you ain't diet, like, it is what it is. You know, like, I'm not gonna, like, stress myself for dieting and all of that. Like, it just is what it is.
Did you say that while you were eating or while you were driving?
While I was ordering Uber Eats.
Coming up, y'all, would you spend $6,500 on a pair of Jordans?
Yes!
Oh, Lord Jesus. She gotta be kidding me, honey. Well, we've got that next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all! Well, singer Justine Skye has some very specific deal breakers when it comes to dating. The 22-year-old says she won't even talk to a guy if he's wearing three items: a crop top, super skinny jeans, and bad sneakers.
Yes, girl.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah. She hit it all on the head.
Works for me.
So, like, if you was on a date with a dude and y'all was getting ready to get down for the crown, right, and he had to lay down on the floor to take his out and slither out of it like a snake?
No.
Deal breaker?
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Tithe is a little bit too much, because to me, you're advertising. I would want
you are definitely advertising. No, just like if I wear tight jeans, I'm trying to show you the dog.
So what are your other deal breakers?
There's so many deal breakers.
Okay, start naming some of yours.
Dirty fingernails.
Dirty fingernails.
I don't like it. And I'm going to need you to keep your lips moisturized.
Moisturized.
Nice and moist.
Smooth lips, nice white teeth is a must.
Oh, yes, girl, yes.
Ooh, your breath got to be decent, okay?
Got to be decent. Yeah, and you don't have to have a lineup, but have some method to the madness of your hair.
I can't deal with dingy socks. I can't deal with dingy socks.
Ooh, or a hole in your boxers or briefs.
I can't deal with crusty ears. Because I love ears.
Butts.
I can't take it.
How about ashy butts?
Ooh, ashy butts. Ooh. That's not good. And make sure ain't no crust in the corners. Like, ooh, I hate that.
And you know
Before you come talk to me, check yourself.
Yes.
Look in the mirror. Make sure nothing's in your nose, no crust in your eyes, and no crust in the corners of your mouth. Don't get white while you're talking to me, because you're going to walk right out my door.
Gross.
I'm going to walk away from you.
You know another thing I don't like? Don't keep wearing, men used to, remember they wore black t-shirts or white t-shirts? Don't wear t-shirts. They have that ring under it, that yellow, that color, that discoloration.
Throw that t-shirt away.
Throw it away. And throw your white tennis shoes away if they have been stepped on.
Yeah.
So what if you guys met the man of your dreams, right? He meets all the qualifications that you've ever asked for, but he has child's teeth.
We could get veneers for that.
Oh.
Come on home, baby T.
Well, speaking of tennis shoes, it's time for...
You gotta be kidding.
Now, the Jordan brand has issued a handful of gold-tinged Air Jordan 1s over the years. Yes, Brad. But you've never seen one quite like this before.
Ooh.
Artist Daniel Jacoby recently launched his first wearable pair of Air Jordan 1s, checked out with over 15,000 crystals.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I bet they're sold out already.
Amazing.
Now, these Kicks crystals have been hand-set, y'all, and they come with matching gold lace and cost only $6,500.
These are beautiful.
Ain't they gorgeous?
Yeah, these are. I'm not even really into, like, but these are beautiful.
So how many times do you rock these?
Once.
Yeah.
Once. If you take pictures, you can only wear these once.
Oh,
especially
the hell
if it's like an award show, like you do gowns.
Now,
and
I can't agree with
you. If you do a ballroom gown, you ain't going to...
$6,500
You're not going to wear it twice. You're not going to wear the same gown twice.
I got delivered from all of that. I got delivered from worrying about people and me wearing my clothes over again when Michelle Obama continued to wear that black belt with that silver over and over and over and over again.
Now, coming up, there's a new device out for you ladies that will keep you all kinds of satisfied. We'll tell you all about it up next.
Ooh, what is it?
I know. Alright, so welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, ladies, there's a new device for pleasure that just debuted called Rub Grub.
Okay.
Which has a programmable Bluetooth button that after you climax, it orders a pizza for you.
Wait, what? Pizza? What? Hold up. What?
Y'all trying to have me single forever with this?
Is it just for ladies?
Yes, it's just for ladies.
Can we have something, Gary?
Y'all got everything.
You got everything, too. You share it with us.
Hello.
Okay.
So, the way it works, it connects directly to Domino's mobile app, like Amazon. It has a dash-like switch that saves the order, payment, and delivery information, so it's for easy access. So, after you finished, the pizza's on its way.
Wait a minute. What? But everybody at the pizza place know you done...
Bitch, I was just finna say that.
Know you just climaxed from a toy.
No, y'all, stop. Don't try to embarrass us who need this device.
Damn, this is Portia Williams' fourth pizza today.
Oh, well, if not pizza, what other food did you like after sex?
A grilled cheese.
you need something warm.
A good old fried grilled cheese and a lot of butter.
But a lot of times y'all pass out after the fact. So, like, you know.
Who
like,
you got passing out?
Who you ain't talking?
Who he got passing out?
Who passing out after the fact?
You might fall asleep.
Nah. Head crack knocking him down. He said you're going to be passed out, right?
There you go, talking about Heavy Z and the boys. Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.